All right. Hello and welcome. In this video, I'm going to talk to you about the website. So your main website, we're going to go over what you find when you first come into your main website section here so that it doesn't feel too crazy. You're seeing all these tabs and all that. So I'm just going to explain a little bit about that, how to add and edit page sections, and then also we'll go over the page settings. Okay. So first things first, to get to your main website, when you log into Simplero, just go ahead and click on Marketing in the top left-hand corner and then choose Main Website. Okay, so that'll take you into this section here, which is your main website from the back end. So you'll see we're on the Pages tab, and you can see right now we have a default home page and about page. And these pages already have content on them for you as a template, which you can use. Or you can, you delete them and create your own pages, right? So you'll see here that when you first create your Simplero account, your main website is not launched. So even though these pages are published, the site is not launched. So if they were to go to your Simplero URL, which is what this main website goes to, they would see a splash screen, right? So this is what they'd see if they go to your Simplero URL when they try to go to your website, until you press the Launch Site Now button. So just always remember, when you're ready to launch your site, don't forget to press this button. Okay. And then also two down here, if you decide you never want to use this website, and the site is already launched and you decide you want to not use the main website, you can always unpublish these pages as well. Just select them and then choose unpublish, and that puts them into draft mode so that people can't find it. You can hide it from search engines, etc. You'll see here, for main website, the members tab is irrelevant, but the courses tab, if you have courses on your main website, if you have a blog, comments on the blog or on a forum post, and then the configure tab here, you'll see has all of your site settings, which I'm not going to go over now, but you can go through this and kind of see, metadata, triggers, etc., right? And then also, if you click these little dots here, you'll see we've got a couple other things that you can take a look at. This shows you how to add things to the navigation menus, so the top navigation and the footer, etc. So they're lists for links. If you have any redirects, that's here. And then if you want to edit your theme, which is the branding colors for this particular website, branding colors, logo, etc., that is all done via pressing these dots and then going to the theme here. Okay. It doesn't seem to be loading, but that's fine. So next thing I want to do is talk about how to edit the pages. So obviously, if you're on the pages section here, you can click on any of these pages and directly edit them from there. So I could click these pages and then go to this site here, and you'll see I can start editing these existing pages, or I can create another page by clicking add and then pressing page and creating that. So that's one way to do that. The other option is you can click the edit menu and pages button up here. So that will also take you to the same spot. Or if you're looking at the site from the front end of the page, you can also click on this little S in the top left-hand corner, and you can choose to edit this page, or you can add a new page, right? So those are kind of the different ways to edit. I'll close that up. Those are the different ways to edit pages that you can try. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'll go ahead and edit this page from the back end. Okay, so once you're in here from the back end, once you learn the page builder, it's really great because the landing pages and the membership site pages all have the same builder, right? So once you learn the page builder one time, you're going to learn it for landing pages and membership sites as well. So if you learn it here in the website, it's going to be really beneficial. You're not going to have to relearn how to use the page builder in other things. Obviously, the landing page builder and the membership site builder have slightly different, they have some differences compared to the website builder, right? But overall, if you learn the page builder in one of these places, you're going to be able to use the whole page builder. The premise is the same in all of those things. Okay. So if you're wanting to add page sections, so if you want to edit an existing page section that you've already created, you can click on it either on the side and then go through the different settings here, or you can click on it directly and edit it depending on the setting, right? So this one has text on it, so I can just click it and edit here, and you'll see a little bar pops up to change things around. Same thing with any of these sections. You could click on a section, it'll pull up the section on the left, and then you can edit everything from the left side or the text from the right side, etc. Right? So there's a lot of ways to move around and find the sections that you need and go ahead and edit them as well. To add a new section, just click Add Section right here. Okay. Find the section you want to add. Let's say I want to add a text section. I click Add. That gives me all of the options here. If I want to make the width smaller or wider, etc. You're not going to see it from the back end, but from the front end, you would see the differences there. If I want to give it more padding, give it a background image, etc. And I'm going to go into more depth about the actual sections, like the specific sections, and how those work in another video. So that's not for this. This is more of a high level overview of just how to add new sections. Once you've done that, you can also add the text here and you'll have all these options in this editor as well. And then once you've done that, go ahead and save changes to make sure that the section stays on the page. Don't forget to save your changes because we will not be able to, you'll only be able to restore it. I think one time a little restore button will show up here if you forget to save changes and you come back in, we'll be able to restore the draft. But sometimes people miss that and then they don't see the restore button and you lose some content. So just don't forget to save any changes that you have. Okay. And then specific page settings. So for example, I'm going to click the testimonials. Page settings. So I'm going to take you to the right place. So for the page settings, so we've gone over section settings, which is within each of these sections, right? Now page settings are different. So if you choose the page you want to find the settings for, you would click edit on that page. So this is the home page here. You can see draft saved a minute ago, restore. Go ahead and click on the settings tab right here. And this is the settings for the overall page. So here you can see that you can publish it, put it in draft mode, make it scheduled, choose the title. You can choose to hide the main navigation menu, make it a transparent navigation, hide the footer, hide the sidebar if you have a sidebar. The label in the main navigation is the label that shows up here, so you can change that. You could also hide it from main navigation by checking this box, and that means that the title of this page won't show up in the top navigation menu at all. You can change the path on the URL. You can give it a page title and description, so metadata, right, for search engines, or you can hide it from search engines altogether. Totally up to you. Social sharing image, same thing on search engines or on social media. What's the image you want to be associated with this page? And that's where you can find that as well. Or you can duplicate the page at the bottom there. Great. So those are the settings. That's kind of like a very high level overview of how to add and edit page sections and how to really get started. I recommend if you're new, just playing around with the builder, go ahead and put in a support ticket if you have any questions and get creating. All right.